Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Well, I've spent some energy, significant energy and time covering the UN Summit of the Future, the Pact for the Future that I believe 193 nations, including the Biden administration, should I say the Biden-Harris administration, signed us on to. And of course, this has received no firm attention in the media with regard to specifics. They did cover Netanyahu and painted him as a warmonger. They did, believe me, this media is so anti-Israel, it's unbelievable. And they'd be fine if Israel was extinguished from the scene. And I have covered this. I took the 148 overarching points and condensed them into 15 items. And we're not getting the pushback from the public that we need to. This needs to become a huge issue through the internet. We're never going to get this exposed. I mean, if you don't think Fox isn't controlled opposition, this is the number one issue. You're totally giving up American sovereignty and all of your rights. I'll say that again. You're giving up American sovereignty and all of your rights. And this supersedes this election, although this election will end up being about this, but it's not being made a campaign issue. I know why Trump is not making this a campaign issue. Because he'll be painted as a wild-eyed conspiracy theorist, like the dogs and cats at Springfield. By the way, they're trafficking kids out of Springfield. Yeah, that's true. And the TDA is starting to make a presence. They're recruiting. And this is what I get from my on-the-ground sources. And I told you that Aurora, Colorado, for example, was the only place TDA was. Well, now we have them in 18 cities. It's going national, and it's a transnational gang. Oh, the kind that Kamala Harris says that she prosecutes. Then why don't they send in the FBI? Exactly. Okay. But see, these things don't get covered either. It's up to us. We have to take these issues, and you need to make this go viral. So if you are going to appreciate the dirty dozen that I'm going to cover here, 12 rights you will have had in 2024 that will disappear in 2025. If you appreciate that, then you need to share it with 10 other people. And at least half of those must be independents and centrist Democrats, people that could change their mind. They go, ooh, I don't want any part of that. Now, I'm going to say this before I jump into what this is and we take our first break. Donald Trump is opposed to globalism. And anyone out there, and I'm reading this nonsense, he's one of them. He is one of them. Oh, he's not one of them. When he came into office in 2017, he killed the Trans-Pacific Partnership, otherwise known as the TPP, which would have established a 23-person panel that could have negated anything Congress, the president, and the Supreme Court could do. It was a supernatural national body. It was disguised as a trade agreement, but when you read the fine print, and by the way, this is how stupid Congress is. They passed this in 2016, and it was so sensitive they could only let Paul Ryan look at it. Wait a minute. This is America, right? Right? We have the right to have influence over our legislators. We can elect them, unelect them. We can redress our grievances with them. And they weren't even allowed to see what was in the TPP. And we certainly weren't allowed. Only Paul Ryan, the consummate globalist. He ain't one of you people. He's not an American. He's an American in name only. What do we call that? An ANO? Sounds surprisingly close to another derogatory term. He's that too. But nonetheless, he said, oh, yeah, we have to vote for this. In stupid Congress, just like buying a car, sight unseen, marrying a blind date from the American culture point of view, we would never accept something like this. But we passed major legislation based on this. Trump came in and said, that's gone. That's why they're trying to kill him, because he'll do the same thing with this. This is the number one reason why they want Trump dead, because this is the gateway to all of globalism and the birth of world government. In fact, in the document, and I showed this, I showed you the print when I did screen share on social media. Global governance. What the heck do people think that means? Global governance means your laws don't mean crap. Your rights don't mean crap. And I'm going to go through and talk to you about the dozen rights, major ones, that are now given away because the Biden-Harris administration agreed to this. Oh, and no borders. I don't even have that on my list. There are no borders. That's exactly right. There are political districts, but there are no borders. We're brought to you by My Patriot Supply. And you're going to want to get outside the system because they are in the process of putting everything in the system. And this dock strike, we're going to talk a little bit more about in later segment today. This dock strike is now very specific about what we're going to experience with shortages, and it will unravel the economy to cataclysmic levels. You better be prepped. I just saw an interview with a CEO of one of the 36 ports that are going to be affected. Oh my gosh, people, I'm telling you, this is cataclysmic. This is why you need storable food. That interview that I watched from The Hill News Nation, that interview sent chills up and down my spine. And I'm going to talk about that a little later. But America is at a tipping point. Prepare now or risk the consequences. And these are examples of the foods that you're going to get. They're up to 36 varieties. And they are offering the emergency kit now in a smaller quantity, realizing the cost will be an issue for a significant number of Americans that have been destroyed by the Biden-Harris policies. And so what they've done is they've taken the 4-week emergency kit just as a starter, and you save $50. And so you're paying below market price for food that is high in caloric value, because when you're eating your storable food, you're eating to stay alive. It's designed to give you a 3 meals over 2,000 calories per day. You go, well, the day, that's a lot. Okay, but you're not living on that. This is survival mode. Restaurant quality food. It ships in containers that are unmarked, but they're containers that double as transportation. If you had to bug out and you need to take your food with you, this makes it very convenient. That's right. And they ship it out, free shipping. They get it to you quick. And you're going to be able to afford to do this. So go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. And oh, did I mention this lasts 25 years? All right, let's talk about the rights that you've had disappear. Freedom to own a gun and to protect yourself. And do you know why there was a Second Amendment in the first place? Most people don't know this. But the reason that there was a Second Amendment was not to protect the emerging nation from Britain and France and other hostiles. It was to protect the people from a tyrannical government that would get out of control. Thomas Jefferson said, we really need to have a revolution probably about every 20 years. Now, he may have been speaking off the top of his head, but his principle was correct. By the way, I'm going to give you the origin of this. And this is Democratic and UN policy. This is where this comes from. Democratic Party, UN policy. You'll have no car. No fossil fuels. Eventually, you're not going to be able to heat and cool your homes. Well, there's always solar. How well is that working for people that have it? We have it, and your solar system goes out. You know, to get a repairman out in 7 to 10 days is a major accomplishment. You're going, yeah, If you have solar, you know I'm telling you the truth. We're going through this right now. We don't have solar. The Hodges house, we've had a failure. We've been down for 9 days. Yeah, but we're using the system that's running on fossil fuels. Courtesy of APS, or who we call Arizona people, stealing from us. That's a whole different story. Okay, so no car, no fossil fuels, no air conditioning, no heating, wind power and solar power. This is what they're moving to. And this is Kamala Harris, Democratic Party, United Nations. Number three, you'll have a controlled diet. The production of things like meat and dairy, we can't have that. It's bad for the environment. You see, everything 24/7 goes back to climate change, which is unproven scientifically. Show me the data. Show me a meta-analysis of a randomized study, truly randomized, that shows this. There aren't any. I've looked. There are none. It's just because we say it's so. Number four. They will take total control of your money. The European Union's moving to CBDC, and we're thinking about doing this as a separate story. And they announced it. They said, we need a whole new digital currency. Digital currency. Well, we're having it here, too. Wells Fargo, Citibank, JP Morgan, they're beginning to tokenize deposits. It's the beginning, folks. They're implementing as much as they can in the private sector. And eventually, when the economy collapses, could be over the dock strike. I mean, this could happen. When that happens, when we go into total catastrophe with our money, this is when this system will emerge. And this system is very, very bad. First of all, you'll have to spend all your money by the end of the month. Also, too, if you don't like something Target's doing, okay, maybe like transgender clothing being forced on kids, open displays, advertising puberty blockers, and you go, well, I'm not buying anything from Target. If Target suffers, they can redirect your money into Target. And you'll have no money by the end of the month, so you can't accumulate wealth, because that way you could accumulate power and you could begin to resist what's going on. They want to take away all ability to resist. By the way, this comes from the United Nations primarily, but it's also Federal Reserve oriented, which is something Congress gave away our power to money to private individuals. So you could say it's congressional if you want to be technical. All right, number five, no private property. This comes right out of Obama's executive order 13603, and he goes through and makes a litany of things that when I declare an emergency, says Obama or any other president, everything falls under my control. And they go through a pretty exhaustive list. And then there are ancillary things that came out, like they can do medical martial law and quarantine you, force you into treatment. This is also UN, World Health Organization, and it's part of that UN treaty. All these things are part of the UN treaty. Okay. Number six, no travel. And that kind of goes hand in hand with the cars, but there'll still be some jets, but there's discussion. They might let you travel a distance one time every 5 years of a distance less than 500 miles. But basically no travel. The 15-minute city concept, this is in the C40 cities, which gets government funding. And C40 cities are an outgrowth of this nonsense environmental mitigation strategies from the United Nations. But we now have federal funds going to it, so you could also say it's congressional. No due process. Nowhere in this summit of the future, in the pact for the future, are there any guaranteed rights? They use flowery language. We're going to protect people. We're going to make sure everything's equal. There's not going to be any poverty. We're going to eradicate poverty. Uh-oh. That means, going back to what I just said about your money, they're going to take your money, America, a lot of it, and redirect it. We'll talk about that because that carries over into other areas. But there is absolutely no due process. The first thing you'll feel is they'll just strip you of your resources because you're in CBDC. That's what the Chinese do. And who do you think gave the Chinese the model? They didn't come up with it. They didn't come up with the technology. Let me spell it out for you. G-O-O-G-L-E. Next. No due process. I've read the vast majority of these documents. There's nowhere in there. It says you have the right to eat. You have the right not to live in poverty, but they don't define what poverty is. They do talk about redistribution of wealth. We'll get to that in a second. So you really have no ability to establish your own standard of living. They'll give it for you. But with the Google situation, okay, right? Social credit score, that kind of, you know, exactly. I first said on my show, and I was told this by an insider with the NSA, they already have a threat matrix score on you, and they have had for about 15 years that we know of. And what does that mean? Well, they've rated you on certain categories. We can imagine what they are, but we don't know the specifics. We just know it's happened, and we don't know where they're going to draw the line. At what point does your threat matrix score truly make you a threat, and they have to take action against you? With no due process, that's NDAA stuff that came in under Obama, 2011. That's right. They can declare you to be an enemy combatant. DHS has already criminalized speech in their policy. It's not enshrined in law yet, but why are they doing it? Because they're getting ready to enforce what's coming. That's why. And it's misinformation, disinformation, and malinformation, which takes away freedom of speech whatsoever. And how does that happen? Because what you're saying about the government or some business like BlackRock, it might actually be factual. But if you're undermining public confidence, which is why you speak out, then they can stop you. You have no rights. You will have assigned labor. And what I'm saying here is I go back to, and this is insinuated in the UN Pact for the Future. It's insinuated. I don't think they state it directly, but I'll tell you where you do find it stated directly in the American legal system. You find it in Executive Order 13603, Section 501, 601, where they basically say they can assign you to a labor camp without compensation. And that's the exact phrase, without, they say highly qualified individuals without compensation. Do you know what without compensation means? It means you're not being paid. It's the definition of slave labor. This undermines every single right you have in the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to our Constitution. It absolutely takes away your rights. And then number nine, this is very clear. And this is Democratic Party policy. In fact, it's been signed in now by California. Reparations. Now, at the UN level, they're not really talking about race, but I do think they'll use that as an excuse to steal money from Americans and give it to some other group based on some type of racial offense you've committed. But what it's really designed to do at the UN level is reparations for climate. It says very clearly that first world nations have benefited from their climate destroying methods and that the third world has suffered the most. Therefore, the third world deserves reparations. Is that clear? Now, let me tell you how they're going to fund it. The UN says all nations must enforce a 21% corporate tax rate. Kamala Harris is going to go beyond that. She's installing 28%. I suspect Europe will too. I suspect all so-called first world nations will do the same thing. That extra 7% is the tribute paid to the United Nations to give away to third world country so they can have global socialism. Everyone's equal. It's equity. But you know, there's another reason why they're doing it. The ruling class in this arrangement, of course, they would own the means of production, correct? Well, okay, if you have a controlled economy in the United States, Canada, Europe, the Kanzak nations, such as the UK, Ireland, Australia, New Zealand, those nations will be hit the hardest with the tax rates. And you've also, as an owner of the means of production, as a globalist, you've sold as many TV sets as they can afford to buy. And you've saturated the market with cell phones. You've done all of these consumer inundations to these nations. But the third world sits out there on their thumbs, not having any of these benefits or few of these benefits. Well, this creates a whole new market to increase their profitability. And they're going to redirect your money to make sure these people can buy. And it gives them more consumers, more wealth, and you will have less discretionary income. In fact, really, when they have their way, you'll have almost no discretionary income whatsoever. One thing I should have mentioned to you going back, because we're moving to a conclusion here, but in a controlled diet, that comes out of the World Economic Forum, but also comes out of the environmental guidelines for the United Nations, which we've adopted. It's called Sustainable Developmental Goals. But also, there's a hint of it in Executive Order 13603, 2011, Barack Obama. And they basically say the government takes control of over all food based on a self-declared emergency by the president. That pretty well says it, doesn't it? Okay, moving on. This is pretty good. Number 10, this is what really concerns me. I think this is genocide towards the elderly. And I know this sounds extreme, but in American society, European society, the Kanzak nations, for example, if you're going to build an office building, you must be what we in America call ADA, Americans with Disability Act. You must be ADA compliant. You've got to have the handicap restroom. You've got to have the rails. If you're a multi-floor building, you're going to have ramps to get people up. And you also have to have an elevator to get them to the top floors. These are all mandated by federal law, and it carries down, filters down to the state and local level. So when your county inspectors come out or your city inspector comes out, if you don't have these things, you don't get a license. You're not certified to do anything. This is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous, but this is what they're going to do. No ADA. Now, I've had this discussion with pro 15-minute city people. Show me in this vast array of plans with the C40 cities that I think now, I think they're into triple digits pretty heavily in America. And I had conversation about Tucson as one example. And I'm going to say, there's one thing that's strikingly missing. What's that? The handicapped. What provisions are being made for them? And if they don't have cars, how are they going to get to their appointments? Well, everything that you need is within 15 minutes. If I'm 85 years old and on a walker, that doesn't matter to me. I think they're going to get rid of the elderly. At the core of these satanic Bolshevik communists is a philosophy that we call Fabian socialism. It's one of the five pillars of sociology. And Fabian socialism, created by Herbert Spencer in the 19th century, basically says if you're not useful to society and you don't put more in than you take out, then you should be done away with. I believe this is behind the euthanasia movement that we see sweeping Canada, sweeping Europe, and showing its ugly head in places like Washington, Oregon, California. It's coming, people. They're going to euthanize the elderly when they don't feel they're useful. It's a depopulation move. Number 11, no free speech. And we've already talked about the criminalization with DHS policy, preparatory to the bringing in of these systems. And they're just going to come and get you. They'll deny you total communication access. You'll not be able to get a website. But also, too, if you persist, you go to the town square with a megaphone, that's not going to end well for you. They've basically made it clear that you may not work against the interests of the ruling authority. It's like Romans 13 without biblical principles on steroids. And then finally, the last one I'm going to cover here I see these ads in Arizona. They're directed at Donald Trump and Carrie Lake. It's about women's reproductive, and it's all lies. It's about abortion, but it's all lies. Donald Trump will let women die. Donald Trump will monitor their pregnancies and make sure that da, da, da. Donald Trump can't do anything. Abortion is a state issue. The Supreme Court said there's nowhere in the Constitution that covers this. Therefore, we have to delegate this to the states. Each individual state has to make a decision. And that means that as Democrats, they are precluded from having abortion policies at the national level. You can't do it. A political party, you can advocate for it, but the Supreme Court's the law of the land. Donald Trump had nothing to do with it. Well, in Arizona, Carrie Lake will keep you for. No, she can't. She's running for the Senate. That's a federal position. She has no influence over state law. She can't go to the state legislature and vote, but they say she is destroying abortion. She can't. As a federally elected official, she is barred from doing that. Such liars. Okay, so we've established that. Let's go to the meat of the matter now. Who do you think gave China its one-child policy? It came from our elite in this country, people like Hank Paulson, Henry Kissinger. This is the origin of it. We don't want to produce too many useless eaters. It's also talked about overpopulation in UN-related documents. Now, they conspicuously left this out of this UN Pact for the Future because highly populated nations with high concentrations of people per square mile would look at this and go, I don't know about this. So they left it out. But trust me, it's in the ancillary documents. It's under sustainable developmental goals. It's covered in every UN conference on this starting back in 1992. Overpopulation. They are going to control how many kids are born. So I love it. The Democratic Party is running on reproductive rights for everybody. But at the end of the day, they're going to deny reproductive rights. This is the Dirty Dozen. This is what Kamala Harris stands for. Her administration has agreed to this. They have effectively given away American sovereignty. So when she goes to the border for the first time, oh, it's the first time. Yes, she was in El Paso in 2021. She never went near the border. She stayed in downtown. And this last weekend, when she went to the border, what did she do? She went there for 20 minutes for a photo op and got the hell out of there. I'm going to protect American sovereignty. But wait a minute. Your party just signed us into the UN Pact for the Future, which takes away American sovereignty. The borders become meaningless. The only reason you'd build the wall now is to keep the people in. It's going to be America's Iron Curtain if she goes down that road as president. I could go on and talk about this for hours because I've studied this for years, for decades, really. And the reality is, it's all coming in to focus right now in our time. There's never been a time such as this in American history. We have been taken over by a coup d'etat of communist-leaning people, and they're moving us towards full-blown communism. And they're going to do it on a global scale where you Americans are no better than anywhere else. And let me just share this anecdote before I close. Back in 04, and I was teaching some classes. I was a college basketball coach in this educational district. So I was a college basketball coach primarily, but I was teaching some psychology classes and so forth. I got invited, and I, quite frankly, I don't know how I got invited. It must have been randomized computer selection. I had to go to a presentation by Arizona State University. Woke Arizona State University that kicks students out of school if they get flunked out of school if they say climate change is nonsense. Show me the more. I need to see better data. That's not allowed. And they came in and made their presentation. And they had a few of the administrative officials that were there from our educational district brainwashed. Let me tell you some things I was told, we were told as a group. When you're teaching your classes, don't teach American exceptionalism. We are no better than any other nation. That happened 2004. I'm sitting next to this English professor that I know pretty well, and she's kicking me under the table for obvious reasons. And then they came back, and this person said the same thing. And I said, you know, America is an exceptional nation because they allow you right now the freedom of speech to basically say something that is historically inaccurate. It's not factual. It's anti-American. It's against the Constitution and free speech. And it's against established historical fact. We invented 24 of the 25 microcircuits for computers. And that was at that time in 2004. And I gave a couple of other examples. And I was going to say, so what you're basically saying is we're no different than people in Somalia or Ethiopia. We may all be equal in the eyes of God, but I don't think God has anything to do with what you're saying. And I verbally undressed this person, and I was, you would have thought I should have, if you're familiar with the book, The Scarlet Letter, I would have had a red A on my chest. Only this time it had been a red C for climate change. And the reason for the meeting was the rollout of Arizona State University's undergraduate and graduate program on various aspects of climate change. It just, I looked at this and I said, this is the most unscientific BS. I asked, I said, so you're fully adopting that climate change is the blah, blah, blah. Yes. I'm going to say, are you going to give handouts here that show us a meta-analysis or a ton of studies that are randomized using similar methods of study that shows that man is the creator of this, but more importantly, you can bootstrap this through research to the fact that we're going to end our planet if we don't stop, and we've got to take away all these things from people. And we're going to see anything like that? Well, we're not ready with that yet. We're just introducing the programs. They don't have anything like that. They tried in 2008 and 2009. And hacked emails exposed at East Anglia University and who else? Penn State. They conspired and they were having dialogue with each other by email that were hacked and exposed. And they said, what happens if the public discovers what we've discovered, that the temperature of the earth, the mean temperature, is actually going down in the past 100 years? And they were exposed. It was a scandal. We thought it was the end of global warming. Well, it was really. And then they came back with a new concept, climate change. If it rains more than usual, it's climate change. If there's a tornado that rips through Mississippi and kills 30 people and tears down buildings, it's climate change. This hurricane, it's climate change. And see, there's nothing in terms of historical comparative data that goes through established patterns of comparison, like 50 years, 100 years, 500 years. They don't do that. It's just like singular events are the anecdotal proof for climate change. And we're going to take this fifth grade logic and make it into governmental policy and deny you of your rights. And this is what really underlies everything I just gave to you with the 12 rights you're going to lose. This is the undergirding principle. These are the pillars of what they want to do. They have a fake science with fake conclusions with no real data to get their way. This is about a total power grab under false pretenses. It reminds me of the mafia. They walk into a business. Well, you know, you really need to pay for protection. It's kind of tough around here. Protection, I don't need protection. Well, actually, you do. Well, who would I need protection from? From us. This is an organized criminal organization in climate change, all designed to strip you of your rights so you can't resist the redistribution of your wealth to whoever they want to do with it to their benefit and to your detriment. That's it for the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here again next time. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. I have to tell you, honest confession here. I am fascinated by some of the descriptions of Jesus' miracles in the Bible, you know, water into wine, and so forth, certainly rising on the third day, visiting the disciples, ascending into heaven, and stuff that's well documented, regardless of what the mainstream media tries to tell you. I've always been fascinated by the science behind Jesus' miracles. And science is the creation of God. Some people think that there's science and then there's religion. No, 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 no. Life is about what God created, and we happen to call a lot of it science. I think we make a mistake in fragmenting it, but I have long been a fan of research on quantum physics because I think it comes the closest to explaining some of the things about our spiritual nature. And one of the things that people are beginning to wake up to is how the vaccines are separating us from our spiritual nature and the VMAT2 gene. Oh, did I get anyone's attention with that? I wrote about this, and I've got to go search my database. I've got a website where I've done 6 to 10 entries every day since 2012. Can you imagine how much that is? And even when you do keyword search, which I have on my site, it's sometimes hard to pin things down. But I was writing about the VMAT2 gene and what DHS was saying about it. Oh, yeah, this is really good. And they admitted to it. The government admitted to this is true. But they said, we're going to use it against radical fundamental terrorism. Remember 2008, a little different time now. We're the terrorists now. If you're America first, you're the terrorist. But at that time, they were still going on the myth that all people in the Middle East are our enemy and they're all evil and they got to be controlled by controlling the VMAT2 gene. And this was actually a DHS project, and word of it leaked by a secret video that was made. You might remember that if you were following these things as you do now. But anyway, I wanted to just make this really clear that this is where I want to go with this discussion here. And I'll be darned if this isn't really, really important, because I need to impart upon my audience, and then I hope you spread this, that we are in a spiritual war. And people will say this, but sometimes they get the feeling, I don't think they really understand what that means. They've heard somebody else say it, and then they repeat it, but I'm not sure they could break it down. And you don't have to break it down into its finite baseline source, but I think you should be able to define who the opposing forces are in this war. Hey, I'll reach over here and show you. We're brought to you by Ageless Multi-Collagen. Love, love, love this product. What this product does is it takes the five types of collagen, it blends it into one, comes from four different sources, but you get one outcome. It crosses the blood-brain barrier, and it begins to reverse collagen loss. And by the way, you've lost half your collagen by the time you're in middle age. And this is hair falls out, wrinkle easy, your joints are stiff, you can lack energy. Collagen's like the fountain of youth for your body. And by the time you're 70, you've lost almost all of it. But what if you could replace it? Well, a lot of the collagen replacement, it's nonsense. BioTrust has figured out how to make it cross the blood-brain barrier, and it works. And they give you a money-back guarantee. All you have to lose is your old age. So let me just explain to you very quickly. This works. People that I've known privately that have taken this, they say, hey, Dave, this is best thing ever. Thank you so much for telling me about it. And the people at BioTrust always stand behind their products. Like I said, there's no risk involved. Full money-back guarantee. And right now, they got a great discount, 53% off. Go to healthwithdave.com. That's healthwithdave.com. Hey, let me just, and I'm going to do a series on this, and I'm going to spread it out. But when we talk about Kamala Harris, for example, and I've been guilty of this recently, I've been strictly focused on the political aspects and some moral character issues too. But I've been exclusively focused on the earthly aspects of Kamala Harris and how she'll be bad, how they want to take away the Constitution, how they want to do all these evil things to us. And they got to remove all the governmental protections that we've had with the Bill of Rights and being a constitutional republic. And I've been really pretty effective, I think, in displaying that. But underneath of it all, evil permeates her. Hillary Clinton is a Satanist. And I'm not saying that to be insulting. She travels to this witch church and WITCH church in Los Angeles. I've been told she goes there once a month. But she espouses those beliefs and she's evil incarnate. And you could just, even electronically, if you watch her on TV, you just feel the evil coming out of her. And Kamala Harris is no different. She's no different. She's just as evil. And in fact, we're going to actually do something on John Kerry today along those lines. But nonetheless, let me tell you what we're seeing. Dr. Anna Miace, who we've had on our show twice, and you go, oh, I love her. She's so good and she's so knowledgeable. Yes, she's a genius. And she sent me an email and she said, Dave, we're seeing these effects in the vaccine. I just got done talking to my old friend, Tom Rentz. Who's Tom? If you don't know, if you don't remember, he was the attorney for the frontline doctors that stood up to vaccine tyranny and all that crap in COVID. That Tom Rentz. Yeah. Tom and I are good friends. We talked, actually, it was going to be a 10-minute conversation. We ended up talking an hour. I absolutely love the man. I have so much respect for him as a person. But Tom, I was telling him about this. We kind of evolved into the vaccine issue. And I said, Anna sent me this. And, I've got a background in researching the effects of frequency modulation on the brain and so forth. And I said, she's right. Tom says, yeah, Dave, I've been looking at this too for quite some time. And we've never talked about that aspect of it. And that's what led to our conversation. I'm interviewing Tom, and that interview will air on Thursday of this week. I think it'll be a fascinating discussion. And it's going to center around the VMAT2 gene. But I just wanted to share with you my anecdotal observations. And now we've got research from the FBI that shows that my observations are correct. And it's this. I'm seeing more displays of mental illness in public settings than I have ever seen. I'm seeing more hostility and rage just exploding that I've never seen, not at the level that we're seeing it. We know that mental illness rates in this country are skyrocketing. We know that. In fact, actually, some of the people that I went to school with to become a therapist, and I keep in contact with some of them, they tell me, says, yeah, Dave, this is a great time. You have no shortage of clients. And it's really true. It's really true. And what Dr. Anna was talking about is the same thing Tom is talking about, the same thing that Dr. Sherry Edwards, who we have on about bioacoustics, she and I have addressed this issue as well too. Frequencies from 5G and sometimes in combination with vaccines are cutting us off from the God part of our brain, which we call the VMAT2 gene. And nature abhors a vacuum. So what's filling that role on a frequency level? It's at 4 hertz. In case you are into the frequency thing, you said, well, Dave, how does that fit? It's 4 hertz. It's what you achieve when you're in meditation, when you're in prayer, which is basically the same mental state. And people that can perform things or know things they shouldn't without five senses, they're in that 4 hertz state too. We've been able to isolate that. Remote viewers working for the CIA, 4 hertz. So that being said, what we're seeing is these vaccines, and this has really intensified this issue, but frequency modulation can do it too. And sometimes a combination, but it's really effective. We're being separated from the God part of our brain, our spiritual side, our connectivity with meaning of life issues, deep feelings for people, like empathy. You know, someone shared with me today who I've known for a while that they have a relative that has stage four cancer, and it just hit me in the gut. That's an empathy response because I can understand how my friend is feeling, and I feel bad for the family member. And most of you have empathy responses, but we are being separated by frequencies and by the effects of the vaccine and their interaction with frequencies. And it's something that we need exposure. Yes, we're in a high volatile period of politics, and the future of our country hinges on what happens over the next several days, weeks, and months. We're at the third turning of America. We're going to talk about that in a different broadcast. I won't go into detail, but we're at the third turning, and it's make or break time for the United States. It truly is. And I know that's important, but I think it's also fundamentally important too about how the globalists are attacking us and how they're trying to separate us from what has made America strong. America was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. There's no denial. If you know your history, you know I'm right. And I believe that's what gave us a lot of God's blessings and why we've had unparalleled achievements. And oh, not that we haven't done things wrong. I think our biggest embarrassment as a nation certainly is slavery. Although America was not unique at that time in history, but I don't think that's an excuse to ever mistreat a human being because the time that you live in, it was accepted. No, that's never acceptable. But we give more to charity. When there's disasters around the world, we're the first ones to show up. American-based organizations. We are a good people overall. We are a good people. And we're being attacked on every front. The fluoride issue, this came out in the courts a couple of weeks ago. Federal court ruled, yeah, fluoride makes you dumber, dumbs you down, and also blunts emotional response. In the movie Network, the famous A Matter in Hell speech had a preliminary to it. It's in the air. It's in the food. It's in the water. And he would Howard Beale, the character, was saying, we're under attack from every direction. This was 1975. Boy, were they ahead of the curve. And it's true. The one thing that I really believe can bring us out of this is what's happening with young people. We're under attack from the vaccines and what they're doing. And I'll get Dr. Anna on too, and we'll talk about this aspect of it. Tom Renz and I will no doubt at least mention this in passing. But we are under attack. But there's something really strange happening in America now, and it's a good kind of strange. This is getting no mainstream media, but I have people sending me stuff from all over the country and college campuses by the thousands. By the thousands. In fact, Fox News actually did something on this last week. Young people are coming to Jesus. By young, I mean 18 to 24, the people that are college age, and they're coming to Jesus. And you're saying, whoa. And I have to be honest with you, I haven't been able to process this in opposition to how we're being bombarded by negative forces that separate us from God, that make us more mentally ill. I mean, SSRIs are horrible for you. Don't stop taking them. Okay. You can't just come off and cold turkey. So don't take that as medical advice. But SSRIs are linked to a lot of bad stuff. In fact, in Prozac, you notice on Prozac what it says? May cause violent enacting behavior and suicidal behavior. It's a black box warning. And yeah, we prescribe this. Then you have tardive dyskinesia, is an outgrowth of vaccine stuff. Usually you only see that with advanced Parkinson's or with schizophrenic medication side effects. We're under attack, folks, from every direction. So what is it about these young people that are bringing in the genius, Jesus? What's interesting is the part of our brain, the VMAT2 gene, that we think is the God gene. And I have to qualify that because I don't know that we can say that the research of DARPA and all this is absolutely 100% true. I think it is. But they're separating us from the God part of our brain purposely. And this is a frequent complaint with people pre-vaccine and post-vaccine, is I feel separated from God. And then, like I said, you introduce the 5G effect. So what is it about these young people in this new Jesus movement that's the thousands of these people? And Kelsey Grammer, when he played that role of the pastor who led the Jesus Freak movement back in the late 60s, I saw an interview with Kelsey, and he said, it's coming back. This movement's coming back. And I'm thinking, I don't really see a lot of evidence of that yet, Kelsey. I see it now. Why are these young people seemingly immune to these factors? Is it divine intervention from God? Because a lot of the population, I mean, road rage is off the charts, mental illness is off the charts, homicide is off the charts. And I'm not just talking illegal aliens, I'm talking native-born Americans. We have these negative constructs, but then we have these young adults that are seemingly becoming immune to this, and there's a new Jesus movement that's going to grow to epic proportions. And I can already see the signs of it. And I have to give Fox News credit. I'm not a fan. I'm a fan of a few of the people on there, but I'm not a fan because ultimately they are a globalist organization. But they covered this. And they covered it as a new phenomena. I think it's been a growing phenomena. But people, I can't explain it because environmentally, this should not be happening. Young people should not be reacting to the environment any different from the pathogens we're facing as people who are older, middle age, old age. So why is this happening? I think it's divine intervention. And it comes back to this. I really feel this in my heart. We're so inundated with the cartel, the deep state, China, corruption. We're so inundated. We're like one big protection racket. You got to pay for protection. Well, protection from who? From us. It's a big mafioso operation that we're living under. I think the only way out is Jesus. And I think there's a message being given to us by our Creator. Look at the young people. I'm performing a miracle. I'd like to hear your stories about what you're seeing on college campuses near you. It's voluminous right now. In fact, I need to go do some research and start tracking it and giving it more attention. But young people are disenchanted with our society and they're turning to Jesus. It's an amazing, amazing movement. And I'd like to hear from you and what you're seeing. If you're not seeing anything, it's okay. Keep looking. It'll appear. Keep looking, and I'm not meaning that as a criticism. I'm just saying, but if you're seeing the same thing, I'd like to hear from you. And I want you to share this as well too, because there could be that one person that hears this message and say, I've been thinking about God and I've been thinking about Jesus, and I just don't know. We may be pushing them over the edge to where they actually move into the area. And I firmly believe if we had repentance and widespread revival among all age groups, the satanic Bolshevik communists would have nowhere to run, they'd have nowhere to hide, and we would kick their ass right off the planet. Tell me what you think. God bless all of you.